news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins News Flash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. The Rent Guidelines Board votes tonight on rent hikes for the city's 1 million plus rent stabilized apartments. Primary day in New York. The biggest race is in Queens for the district attorney. Queens Borough President Melinda Katz being challenged by five other candidates, including Tiffany Caban, who is the backing of progressive, such as AOC, and presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Get ready to face higher bridge and tunnel tolls, as well as higher path fares. The Port Authority wants to raise cash tolls by a dollar. They also want to cut back on certain EasyPass toll discounts, as well as breaks for riders who use PATH SmartLink discount card. The proposal also adds pickup and drop-off fees at airports for taxis and for hire vehicles. The full plan is expected to be voted on in September. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed to call a Senate vote on a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for 9/11 never runs out of money. Cardi B and two others have been arraigned on an 11-count indictment on charges of felony attempted assault in connection with an incident at a strip club. An Olympic gold medal for breakdancing? Don't laugh. It's now a step closer to reality for the 2024 Games. A final decision will be made late this year. AccuWeather calling for a partly cloudy overnight, low 70 in the city, 60s in many suburbs. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.